Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good. Another trip to New Zealand given away today.
Oh, my gosh.
We need a couple more sleeps, guys.
Could our Tuesday get any better, Bickers?
What's happening in your world?
Oh, I've just had the best day. I got out of bed on the right side. And
it's always good.
Yeah, I went to the gym, feel good about life, happy to be here, Bickers.
God, that's a boring answer. Is that all you've got? It's very...
What have you got?
No, I just thought...
Hang on, wait, what have you got?
Well, I did go to Addie's first ever sports carnival this morning.
Okay.
And it was one of the biggest roller coasters of my morning. Yep, started with her at the start line grinning at me. Then in the middle, she forgot to run and everyone else left. And then ended with her running in tears. So it was a real... Yeah, the video was the cutest video. It's someone that's so proud of themselves and then they realise they're last and then they stop. So that was my morning. Yeah.
It was like Sonder up at Point Pinnacle.
Yes, it was. The same empty feeling as she crossed the finish line.
The only difference is 21 k's is a long time to do crying.
Yeah. Addie was like 10 metres.
Yeah.
Hey, big show still to come. Up next, though.
Yeah.
If you've ever been on a date and you've watched the person opposite you do something and you've gone, I want to vomit in my mouth and leave this date now, I've got a story for you next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What's the worst thing someone's done on a date with you?
I think bad breath is one of the worst things.
How quickly do you smell that, though? Aren't they sitting opposite you?
I once had a date and she went in to kiss me on the cheek, hello, and I copped. Because you know when so we went to kiss on the cheek and your lips part slightly.
I've had that with your dad.
No, you just kissed him on the lips.
I tried to kiss him on the
cheek. You kissed him on the lips?
No.
This is what happened. You kissed him on the lips
head.
And you went, that was delicious, whatever your name is.
I got a little bit of side lip from Ian. That's all that happened.
Dad would have loved
it. Anyway, I didn't notice his bad breath.
You didn't?
No.
So you haven't had that at all. You were just trying to say that you kissed my dad.
Half on the lips.
Yes.
So that was a put off. Yes. Did you then go through the date?
Oh, no. Obviously, I walked away straight away.
No, you sat there.
Of course I did.
Because you hate confrontation.
Of course I did. I dated her for 6 months.
Every time she leaned in for a kiss, you were like, you want an extra?
This is pretty good.
Is that why you carry Chewy with you everywhere?
She's like, why are you wearing the mouth guard? Anyway, what's this?
A lady in the UK has met a guy online. They've gone on their first date. She said she walked in. She was like, he's hot. Great. Going well. Sat down. Went to order drinks. That's a very early in the evening thing to do.
What's the first thing?
And he ordered a glass of milk.
Yeah.
And she said in that instant, she said she just felt gross. She said, what was her words? It made her feel a little bit yuck.
Yeah. It's gross. Also, are you 10?
Exactly. Unless, he also asked for a high chair. Yeah.
Sorry. If you order a white Russian, it's almost a glass of milk.
But that's not a glass of milk. Even the words sound funner than a glass of milk. What's in a white Russian?
Oh.
It's the same drink. Is that the same drink you were drinking on the plane where you were a bit like...
That was Bailey's. No, that was just
that's
Bailey's.
The same. See, that's almost a glass
it's almost
of milk.
But that's better than
a glass of milk.
It's daddy milk. But if you ask for daddy milk,
please don't ask for that.
They come back with a tiny bit and sweating.
Okay, so she put it to the internet, and the internet's obviously been divided. I don't know how divisive it is. It's just a blanket no. Order a glass of milk, and you go, this has been delightful. I have a stomach bug, and I've got to go home.
So do you remember...
Can I have a little sip of your milk to settle my stomach on the way out?
Do you remember producer Sam, he started drinking a glass of milk when he was with us the other day?
Yeah, but that was in the middle of the day. I felt like that was odd but okay. That wasn't on a date.
Not one bit of me thought that was okay.
Didn't you?
Like, I like weirdos, so I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I cocked it instantly and went, that's odd.
He also had a little cookie and a glass of milk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sammy,
I think that's quite sweet.
Sammy, are you there?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Have you ever ordered your patented glass of milk on a date?
No, not on a date, but I have done like smoothies and stuff when we go on a coffee date. And I went through a phase up until I was like 26. I didn't drink coffee. So every time a girl was like, let's go get a coffee, I was too scared to say something then. So I'd wait till I ordered a smoothie and then I'd be like, oh, I don't drink coffee.
I think that's okay. As long as it's pre-12 o'clock, if you're ordering a smoothie, I'm down with that on a date.
At a cafe, the other person's having a coffee.
I think it's fine.
Don't you think it fits into whatever the thing you're going to do, it's weird if you don't do it.
So if you're meeting up for a coffee date
and you're like, great, I'll get an orange juice. I think it's a bit weird.
Yes.
Or if you're meeting
but
up for a drink.
What are you meant to say? Can we go on a smoothie date?
No,
you
just say, I don't drink coffee. Should we just go for a walk? Because I'm going to sit there and order a smoothie.
You can't say that when you're asking someone to go. A coffee date just means, should we meet at a cafe?
Why? You're so against anything I suggest.
No, but you can't say to someone, hey, but so do you want to go out? I don't drink coffee. Should we get a smoothie and go for a walk?
But just say
that's
go for
too many words.
Why don't you just
go for breakfast?
But what if you don't want to eat?
Oh, my God,
just go for a – I think go for a coffee is fine. I'm with Sam. Go for a coffee and order a smoothie.
Okay, so you think the glass of milk's fine as well?
No, not at dinner. No one thinks a glass of milk at dinner
but
is fine.
But they're just having a drink.
What do you mean?
Weren't they just having a drink?
No, they were going for dinner. They were going for dinner, and she said it might have been okay. She said if it was with a curry, because if it's a spicy curry, it might have been okay. She said, but having a steak or pasta with milk is weird.
You don't go for curries on your first date.
No, that's terrible.
No one gets that invitation and goes, awesome. This would be great.
I'm fart my way through the first night.
You know what I'm doing? I'm definitely going home with them.
But I'm interested to know what puts you off on the first date. 13 10 60. If you're into milk, call us too. I'm keen to hear if you've actually survived a first date ordering milk and you've progressed to a second or third. 13 10 60. What put you off on the first date? Call us.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, what put you off on the first date?
Yeah, a cup of milk. This lady took a man on a first date and he ordered a glass of milk when they ordered drinks, and she was like, I just felt a bit yuck after that.
Yeah. And you know that thing of
which is how a lot of people feel after a glass of milk.
I also imagine, like, you know, like, notoriously coffee breath is something that people don't like. But even if someone's just had a glass of milk and I don't think that would be bad.
Be a bit sweet.
I feel a bit weird about
lactose intolerant.
Kissing their milky mouth.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I was just sorry. All I could think of was my children. And then I was like, but I don't make out my children. But I do love a glass of milk. I just don't want it on a first date. Who have we got there?
You got Shay.
Shay, are you into milk on a first date?
No.
No. What happened? What put you off?
Oh, so I'd been talking to this guy on the internet, and then when I met up with him, his voice. So he was bald, he had tattoos, he rode a motorbike.
Hot.
Yeah. His voice was
high?
Was terrible. It was squeaky and not like a big tough bikey.
Like, g'day, Shay, do you want to go for a ride on the back of my hog? Like that?
Yes.
Apparently, Shay, with some of the apps now, everyone voice records messages to each other. Maybe you need to stick to an app where you can hear how he sounds.
Oh, I've got a man now.
And how's his voice? How does he sound?
Amazing. I am voicist.
You are voicist. What are you looking for?
Yeah, Beckham wouldn't get a go in your world.
No.
Wouldn't he? What are you looking for, Shay? What's the qualities of a hot voice?
Just not squeaky and not too accent-y.
Oh.
Too accent-y.
I'm voicist, I really am.
I don't know if that's voicist or...
I think you're right, Carrie. Any Irish jockeys who were lining up for Shay?
What about Hope? Hope, how
Hello.
Are you going today?
Good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you voicist? What put you off?
Not voice. Well, actually, probably am. But I met this guy and went out for dinner. It was all great. Took him home. I went to the bathroom to get myself ready. And when I came back to my bedroom, he was wearing my lingerie.
Oh!
Sorry. Sorry. All right. It's not. The calls aren't what was the biggest turn on.
What? So what? Which pieces? So all of it? Like,
Yeah, so he had gone into my lingerie drawer and pulled out a one-piece teddy and was standing there.
The one-piece teddy.
Yeah, a lace one-piece teddy.
As a joke, thing. Hope? Was it like a funny thing?
What? I don't know. Well, if it was funny, I don't think the first date's probably the right thing, the right time to do it. But I did laugh and he got he got changed and ran out.
Oh, Hope. Gosh, it's a lot, isn't it?
So this is how difficult the world is, depending on who you go out with. One of my best friends who you have met but shall remain unnamed, she hooked up with a guy on the first night and went to work and was just like, just let yourself out whenever you're ready. She didn't go early. And he sent her pictures of him wearing her clothes.
Clothes is kind of funny. How did she feel about that?
She thought it was so funny, and they went on to date for like a year.
Oh.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I'm saying, gentlemen, roll the dice.
I reckon it's a gamble.
Of course it is. G'day, Ben.
How you going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Have you ever worn your missus' lingerie?
No.
Okay. See you, Ben. What put you off?
So many years ago, I started seeing this bird, and then the first night she's invited, like the first time we're staying together, I stayed over her place, and we woke up in the morning about 7 o'clock to a phone call. She's answered it, and it was her ex saying that he left his lunch at home. Can she go buy him some and take it to him? And she did.
There's a lot of like levels to that. So, yeah. Okay. So, X, so it wasn't like she was hooking up with you on the side.
No, apparently not. No, I don't believe so.
You didn't like that, but she was attentive to her ex.
It was the first time we sort of stayed together.
Yeah.
And then
she should have been bringing you lunch, Ben.
But Ben.
No.
I think you're looking at this from a negative light, because on the upside, even after you break up with her, she's going to keep feeding you.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy. Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a list of some of the things you can get there, and they're so cheap. You can get Elie Saab 90 mils, just $89.99. If you don't want to spend that much, if you're a tight ass at Christmas and you're like, ah, oh, my auntie doesn't deserve that, how about maybe Calvin Klein Euphoria for Men 100 mils, just $39.99.
Yeah, your auntie will love that.
Why not?
The Euphoria for Men?
Oh, sorry. The Euphoria for Women is $49.99. If you've got an extra $10, you can get her the women's one.
Yes. Yeah. Bickers, I have got something for you next. I'm thinking about joining a group of people. There are a group of people that they exist within our society, and I would like to talk to them because I want to work out if I want to be within their ranks.
Oh.
Anyway, I'll tell you about it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I'd love people to give us a call on 131060 if they've ever asked for the music to be turned down when they're at a restaurant / a bar. Because I never thought I would be one of those people.
No, I didn't think you would be one of those people.
And then I found myself at dinner last night. Just with a friend, and everyone in the restaurant was chatting, right? This little restaurant I love going to, everyone's chatting. You can hear the sound of other people talking. And then out of nowhere, it hit, I reckon, 8 o'clock, and the music went right up. And I don't know if it was because it was Monday night and the staff wanted to, like, get out of there. But then I looked around. I couldn't hear my friend. It's only a small table. It's one of those joints where you're sitting almost on top of each other. And I looked at my friend's lips moving, and I'm like, I can't hear what you're saying. And then I looked around at the rest of the people and everyone had stopped talking because everyone's got the same thing going on.
Oh.
And so now you've just got a restaurant of people with tunes.
Did you leave shortly after?
Yes.
Well, they achieved what they wanted then, didn't they?
Yeah. But you reckon it was that?
On a Monday. Maybe they're just trying to get the vibe up.
The vibe up. Yeah, but the vibe was now people just not talking.
Yes.
And so would you ever in that situation, would you ask them, excuse me, just a quick one from over here on table 9. I'm having trouble talking with my compadre.
I am partly deaf in one ear, and so I do have – that's why my headphones are always turned up very loudly. In fact, after I'd had addy, I thought I'd gone deafer, and I went and had a hearing test because I was like, every at home, everyone was getting annoyed at me. They're like, how many times do we have to ask you a question? I was going, what? All the time. And apparently my hearing hadn't changed. It was absolutely fine. But when your brain gets overloaded and you're exhausted or full of information, something happens in the pathways and it means you don't hear as well. So hearing is not just like the sounds going in, but how your brain computes them.
That's fascinating.
And so she was like, often in new mums, they come in wanting hearing tests, thinking they've lost hearing. And she said, but once you start getting sleep, and which is never going to happen, so I guess I'll have this hearing forever. But that was why it happened. But I am partially deaf in one ear. So I really struggle to hear people. I do a lot of lip reading.
Wow.
Remember when I was at that gym, that mean gym in London, yeah, and I asked them to turn the music down?
You've just put on a London accent a little bit.
I haven't.
You remember when I used to live in London?
Yeah, I was in London.
Me,
I was
at that gym.
Asked them to turn it down. But you know what she did? She turned it up, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yes, because that's the danger. You ask them to turn it down, they don't want to. Turn it up.
And even if they do, I can't imagine them going, yeah, great, you're a legend.
No, she went, you want it down, do you? And then she turned it up. That's the risk you take. Oh. Yeah.
So here's the thing. I want to speak to people who have asked somewhere to turn it down because I want to know, just like that, what the pitfalls of it were. I also just want to get a vibe for the people that I might be joining your ranks. If I'm going to become the person that is willing to ask a bar/restaurant to turn the music down, I want to know who my crew is. I want to know if we're going to have fun together.
The crew that asked for the music to be turned down, I don't know if that's a fun crew.
Of which you're one of, let's not forget.
No, I don't ask for them to turn down in a restaurant. I just talk loudly. I'm one of those people.
But you ask them to at the gym.
Yeah, but the gym's different. You know? No, a restaurant's a vibe. Like a gym's too loud.
Yeah, but this was too loud for a vibe. Oh, producer Sonda.
Yeah, at the restaurant, you've asked to turn it down. You're
100% I have. I'm there to talk to my friends and eat a lovely meal. It's not a club. If you don't know what your venue is, you've got a problem.
But perhaps it turns into a club at 8 p.m.
I don't want it to. If I want to go to a club, I'll go to a club. I'm at a restaurant. I've made a decision.
That's your people, Tommy. How fun do they sound?
I'm fun.
But the truth is...
Got the tattoo.
Yeah, you do. You have a tattoo that says you're fun. I wanted the same. I wanted to chat to my friend.
But you don't always want that. I've been out with you before where you'd want that music loud.
Oh, sometimes I want the person with it. Shut up.
Yes. So how are they, you know?
Yeah. So if I haven't asked you to, have you ever asked the restaurant to turn the music up? I would take those.
You hate confrontation so much that instead of saying, I need to end this engagement now.
I'll give you 50 bucks to
turn the music up.
Yeah, what it would cost. Give us a call, 131060. Are you one of potentially my people, and have you told a restaurant or a cafe or a bar to turn the music down, please? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 131060. Are you part of Tommy's crew?
No, potential crew. Thanks, Jesse.
It's not a crew I ever thought you'd be part of.
Yes, but you're part of it. We've already established that.
Yeah, but it's like I look like a person that would be part of this crew.
I don't think there is I don't think this crew can be defined.
Yes, they can. They're boring people.
I don't want to speak so ill of my potential crew. I want to know, I want to speak to people who have asked for the music to be turned down at places because I was at a restaurant last night, this little restaurant, and having a great time with my mate chatting, and then at 8 p.m. they turned the music right up and I looked around and everybody had stopped chatting because it was just too loud. And so I want to speak to people to find out, do I want to become one of those people who ask, excuse me, hi, hello, can I just turn the music down a bit, please? G'day, Maria.
Hi, how are you, Kerry? We are not boring people. I'm with you, Tommy.
Thank you, Maria.
11 years ago, I had my 40th and that music just kept getting louder and louder in the restaurant. We couldn't communicate, so I went behind the counter myself. It was an old CD system and turned it down myself.
Good on you, Maria. And how did they take it, Maria?
Well, the waitresses didn't like it because they were all young and funky, and so. Yeah. But I didn't give I didn't really
a rat.
Care. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on you. So, have you done it again since, or was that just because it was your 40th?
I've only done it then, but. You know, if it does get up where the music's quite loud in a cafe, I do
do sort of ask them to turn it down. They don't always do it, though.
No. I feel like, Maria, you would be someone that would be, like, quite upfront about how you feel about stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But that, it's not a bad thing. No.
I agree with you, Maria. I agree with you. And I wouldn't dare disagree with you. That's more important as well.
That's not true. I'm just nervous because I'm on air.
No, you've done
great. You smashed it, Maria.
Yeah. Don't go sucking up to Maria now. I'm you called her boring before.
She called me Carrie, so we're a bit
high. Who else you got, Biggers?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Karen, Tommy, how you going?
Yeah,
good, thank you. Talk to us.
Shout out to Romani.
Amazing, Sam.
Great work,
well
Sammy.
Done.
Great work.
Are you one of Tommy's people?
Yes, however, it wasn't a restaurant. It was actually my ex's wedding.
ex's wedding? As
you
in
were at
your
the wedding?
Wedding?
I was at my ex's wedding. No, I was invited as a with a plus one.
Hey, Sam. I was about to ask you because I've had this once, right? An ex invited me to her wedding, and it was with no plus one.
That's so weird.
It's so weird. And we had.
Did you go?
Absolutely not. And we hadn't kept in contact. Like it was.
Is that just to rub it into you? How happy she was now?
I think so.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
Anyway, I digress. Sammy, so you got a plus one, but then what happened?
Well, if you sat me next to a speaker, I'm not remembering that I had sensitive hearing while we dated.
Oh, no.
So during most of the music, I actually had to ask the MC, do you reckon you could turn it down? He's like, oh, yeah, mate, no worries. He didn't, obviously, because it was me against 200 people, but, you know, I tried.
Here's a question, Sam. I don't want to dig too deep into how the relationship ended, but do you think she accidentally placed you next to the speaker or purposely placed you next to the speaker?
You might have a good point. Could have been a dig.
Yeah, I just wonder. Yeah.
Hey, Sammy, have you gone on? Firstly, did their marriage last?
Yeah, no, they're still going strong. Yeah.
Damn it.
Do you like him, Sammy?
Yeah, he's a nice bloke. Yeah.
Oh, you're lovely.
Have you gone on to get married, Sam?
No, not yet. But I have been dating someone for a year. So
yes, great.
Right.
Good man, Sam. Very good man. Let's go to
that's dangerous then.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah. I felt alive. G'day, Jasmine.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Are you one of these people who asks for the music to be turned down?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay.
Go on.
No, you go. I was just going to say, in what kind of circumstances?
So I'm like the last person who has sensitive hearing, but at the time that I asked the music to be turned down, I didn't know this. I used to work as an adult entertainer, a little dancer on stage.
Yeah.
And in private. And I, even while I was on stage or giving private dances, I actually asked for the music to be turned down because it was too loud for my ears.
That's so cute.
And I couldn't actually hear the people talking to me that I was trying to get some money off.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, we're giving away an amazing trip, all thanks to 100% Pure New Zealand. Mm.
So fun. You know when you hear words and phrases that really, it's like chalk on a blackboard?
Chalk on a black belt.
Black belt.
Nails on a chalkboard?
Oh, that would be...
Yeah, chalk on a blackboard's actually where it's meant to be.
Oh, that sounds educational.
Yeah, it sounds at home.
Nails like I'm going to learn on a blackboard. You only hear a word. It's like moist. It can do something
to
you. I get that
on a fork on a saucepan.
No, but I'm talking about words. Derailed us. So, spicy cough. You know how people call COVID the spicy cough?
Yeah.
It gives me the absolute shit.
Does it?
I don't know why it does, but that is one of the words in contention for the word of the year. Spicy cough is up there.
Really?
Quiet quitting is up there. It's what our producer Sonda did.
Yeah.
Yassify is up there. COVID virgin. Yassify. And that means when you apply so many filters to your picture, it doesn't look like you anymore. It comes from Yas Queen. Yeah.
Yas Queen.
I'm sure that's not how they say it. COVID virgin is up there.
COVID virgin.
Which is a person that's never had COVID.
Oh, I thought you meant they had it, but they haven't had it. Like, that's rough.
Imagine if you hadn't had action, but you got COVID.
How come I'm missing out on the good stuff?
Got COVID on your first time.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of words, there is something that I want to do next, and on the board it looks like a very boring break we're going to do next.
It says dictionary game.
Yeah, it's going to be funner than it sounds. I'm a little worried you'll walk out. It'll be both educational and fun, and we'll do it together. And when we do it together, guys, it's fun.
Okay.
So stick around.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Fink's latest one, Never Gonna Not Dance Again. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon.
Never Gonna Not Dance Again, Jesse.
Never Gonna Not Dance Again.
Yes, but you said I'm never gonna dance again.
Oh, sorry. Never Gonna Not Dance, yeah. Not yeah. Never Again.
I was giving you words you. Before that could be the 2022 word of the year.
Yes.
There's one more I didn't give you. It's not a word, it's a phrase. Bachelor's handbag. Do you know what that is?
Isn't it a turkey bag or something?
It's a cooked chicken.
Yeah, but it's the bag you take it in, isn't it?
I know that in this case they're referring to a takeaway roast chicken.
Oh,
a bachelor's handbag.
There you go.
Anyway, your reaction to that has made this whole segment. It makes me a bit
nervous.
No,
I just hate they always do those word of the year things.
Yeah, I
and
hate
them always,
too.
I hate them.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you? What are you guys talking about over there? Bachelor's handbag because a bachelor gets a roast chicken because they're not going to cook anything. It's just them. They eat a roast chicken.
Mm.
Anyway, this whole segment's going to be a disaster. Anyway, last week, I joked that it would be fun if Jesse brought us phrases and we guessed what the word was.
Excellent.
Like a dictionary game.
Yes. Woo.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So I thought, let's do it.
Yeah, great.
Yep, great. We're not just like reading the dictionary or anything.
We can do that next week.
No, we can't. Please don't.
Carrie and Tommy's fun and not boring dictionary definition test.
Excellent.
I thought we could learn something along the way. We'll get a definition. We got to work out what the word is.
I love it because I'm actually very into letters and numbers, the game. Which
are you?
Overseas is countdown anyway.
Okay. Yep. And I've got some fun little songs to add in the mix just to keep the segment.
You had no faith in this, did you?
Up and about.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So give us the first definition.
A collection of valuable things stolen from a place, especially by soldiers after... Okay, he's very confident. Quick.
Well, I think it's a loot.
Oh, it is not loot.
Oh, what is it when pirates, when they...
Yeah, they get
is
loot.
It
treasure. Hey? What? You can get involved. Keep going with the...
Especially stolen by soldiers after a battle. Colloquial for a bottom.
A trunk?
No, it is not a trunk.
An ass?
It's not an ass.
A booty?
It's a booty. Booty. Yeah.
Okay. This game's good.
Okay.
All right, your second one, to caress, fondle or pet amorously.
Tommy. It's petting, heavy petting. No, because you know they say it like in public areas, they're like no heavy petting in the pool.
Yes, do they?
Yeah.
I don't reckon I've ever read it
specifically just to you.
What do you think?
Say the word. Say the phrase again.
To caress, fondle, or pet amorously.
To
love out.
Foreplay.
Love what? From the back of the room.
To frot.
To frot. No, it's not frotting. What is frot?
Frotting is frotting.
Oh no.
Is that? Am I wrong? No, don't.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Making out. What's the word to
seduce?
No, it is not to seduce.
To get someone in. You know,
to caress,
fondle, pet amorously.
Can you give us a clue?
Starts with a C.
Oh, canoodle.
Oh, he's very good.
What a fun word. Canoodle's a great word, isn't it?
Canoodle is a great word. Because it also.
Let's canoodle.
Oh, I think we should finish the game.
Give us the next one.
A minimum amount or degree, the least bit, usually in the negative.
The minimum amount, least bit.
A minimum bit. Amount.
The latter?
That's after, isn't it? The minimum amount.
Usually with a negative connotation.
Like minimum chips. Oh, like least? No.
And it is least not least.
Essentially like you've nothing. Done the nil.
Nil.
No, it's not nil.
Essentially nothing.
It's actually
zero.
Two words put together.
Bugger all.
It is not bugger all, but that's not a bad guess. Starts with a D.
Oh, yeah. Oh, D.
Say the phrase again. Minimum amount.
A minimum amount or degree, the least bit, usually with a negative connotation.
Oh, is it done nothing?
No, it is not done nothing.
Diddly squat.
Diddly squat. Yeah. Oh my God, you're so good at this game. Oh, someone wrote it down. Drop it like it's hot. Diddly squash. Oh God, this is fun. I've contributed nothing, much like me in the paper quiz.
Hey, Carrie.
But it's my game.
It's your game.
That's what I contributed.
Yes, and you haven't contributed nothing. You've done diddly squash.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. And up next, we're giving away a trip to 100% pure New Zealand.
Oh, because I can't believe I've forgotten this. And I can't believe I've forgotten the opportunity that is coming up for us. Now, when I say us, mm-hmm. I, of course, mean you
mm-hmm.
and the great people of our beautiful country that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
I'm all ears.
Yes, and you're a bit of food in the mouth too.
It's okay. Not all mouth, but I'm all ears.
As you know, it is your last show on the project coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be a lot of eyeballs in that show.
5 shows to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it is going to be a big chance for you to make a real impact.
Oh, God. What do you want me to do?
Well, it's not what I just...
Because I do have an announcement later this week to make about that final show.
Hey, you might not even have to make that.
Okay.
Because we might have it sorted, right? Uh-huh. Because this is your chance, you know? You've got the nation by the eyeballs, by the earballs, by whatever balls you've got them by. And do you remember, because I thought this was a big opportunity when I pitched it to you last time, but now it makes me think it was silly that I even pitched it to you last time because this is the time where you should do this thing. Do you remember when just a matter of months ago I asked you this question on our show? Have you ever done pull my finger? Have you ever said that to anyone and then farted?
No. Do I look like I have?
Carrie.
I'm not doing it.
People would pay a lot of money.
I'm not doing it.
Carrie.
I'm not.
$1,000. I'll pay you $1,000 if I can pull your finger.
Jesse, yes. Keep going.
I'll pay you. Hang on. I'll donate $1,000 to your foundation.
I don't want your money. Oh, Jesse.
$10,000.
Oh, okay. And you twisted my finger around $10,000.
Well, because remember, we started pitching it as an idea. You could stand in the middle of one of the great sporting grounds of our country. Mm. But I thought, even if you added all those people up, you'll have more people watching the project. And it could be a giant fundraising. It could be a telethon for Australia Pulls Together in which everyone donates money for Carrie's beanies for brain cancer. Yep. And then at the end of it, there's one big finger pull.
Yep.
And it, as it happens, we then let off confetti cannons, fireworks, and think of all the money you'll raise.
But the thing is, then I actually have to have a ready
yes,
to
you'll
go.
Just eat dried apricots.
But I can't remember what time of day I need to eat them to then produce the fart. It'd be so stressful.
Eat them all day. Eat them all day. And then it could be, yes, and then there could be bonus points for if you follow through. People could donate even more money. And
so how does it
going.
Work? I would consider it. I have to talk to the bosses. I don't know how they feel.
I'll chat to them. They won't get
I'd
it.
I'd consider it if someone made a $100,000 donation.
What?
If a business made a $100,000 donation on the final show to Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer, I would consider a pull my finger moment.
So this is not, this is you're being short-sighted because I'm going to get you way more than $100,000.
Are you? How?
Because we will do it like a live telethon. So people call in with their pledges
how
all
many
show.
Fingers am I?
One at the end. But like we'll go, you know, Mary over in Launceston.
Yep.
I want to see for $50. I want to see Carrie.
But what? So we'd have to get to a certain amount before I'd be prepared to do it.
I reckon $1 million.
A million?
I reckon we could
yes,
get to $1 million.
Yes, I would definitely do that for $1 million.
So now do I have to go to speak to
you
the boss?
You need to go speak to the boss.
Project.
How's that conversation going to go?
Hey, bro.
I dare you tomorrow to get him in. Right. And you ask him on air whether he would let me fart on air for $1 million for my foundation.
Fantastic. Okay.
It's highbrow stuff, isn't it?
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's raising money, making a difference.
It's hard to say no.
Isn't it? We'll chat to him tomorrow.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy are headed to Aotearoa, New Zealand. And you could come on a fully Sikh adventure with us.
New Zealand, when a trip you can come and you will see how far you go. Come join our show. We're on the way to a land fully Sikh with Carrie and Tommy. And we don't know how far we'll go.
Carrie and Tommy's fully Sikh trip to New Zealand. Aotearoa.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Because who you got there?
Georgia.
Hi.
How are you? You sound fun.
I hope I'm fun. Oh my God, I'm like so nervous but so excited to talk to you guys.
Georgia, how would you go if you came away on holiday with us?
Oh my God, I would be so excited. But I've already told my husband that if we go, he's never wanted to skydive, but I've said that he has to be thrown out of a plane or something.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You didn't even mention a parachute in there. He was thrown out of a plane.
She'll be pushing him.
Yeah.
I will. If it gets me to New Zealand, I'll do that as well.
Well, there is a trip for two up for grabs to New Zealand to come party with us. 6 nights accommodation, come to the welcome party, have so many experiences in one of the most beautiful parts of the world. The trip is worth up to 15 grand. We want you there with us, Georgia. Are you ready to guess the riddle?
Yeah, I am. Oh, God. Okay.
You've got to guess the location from the riddle Tommy is about to give you now.
Wear your crown on this royal soil.
Queenstown.
Oh, Queenstown. Why did you think Queenstown? Is it because I mentioned a crown?
A crown?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good reason.
Your riddles are so tricky.
Yeah.
I think you want Georgia to come.
Yeah,
you
made she it sounded easy fun. For her. Georgia, yeah. You're coming to New Zealand!
Oh, my God! No, I'm not! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
If you want to bring hubby, he's also going to be thrown out of a plane, Georgia, so you negotiate that one. The dog can't come, though.
My dog is losing in the background at me. Oh, my God! Stop it! I'm going to cry! I'm so sorry.
Georgia, we're going to have the best time. We can't wait to see you and hubby there.
Can I bring the dog?
Sure. Oh, sorry. I don't have authority to say no.
Oh, my God. Stop it. This is so exciting.
See you soon, Georgia.
Oh, my God. Bye.
With its towering mountains and lakeside location, Queenstown is a hub of adventure bursting with adrenaline and fun if you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. It's paper quiz time. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What are we feeling today? 4 out of 5? 5 out of 5?
Certainly not.
Okay. I'm feeling it's a real out of the conversation day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling 3 out of 5.
No, but on the quiz. What do you think we're going to get? Jesse, what paper you got there?
I've got the West Australian today.
Okay. Did you hear about all the drones? The drones that dropped into the Swan River?
No.
They lost $100,000 worth of drones. They did a drone light show. Last night, yes.
What for?
I feel like it was a Christmas thing. I didn't read too much.
Are we doing Christmas things already in November?
Yeah, Sam said it, yes. It was a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
And 50 drones dropped into the river. And they reckon, they reckon that each one is worth about $2,000.
So there's just a lot of people now swimming in the Swan River trying to find them?
All the comments were like, oh, looks like you forgot to charge, bro. And then people just going, I really prefer fireworks.
Oh,
all right, question number one. What is the name of the 9-branched candelabra used during Hanukkah?
Oh, Hanukkah.
Candelabras are usually my thing, so I'm disappointed that I don't know the answer.
My family loved a candelabra. My mum was really into candelabras. I don't know.
The dreidel is the spinning top.
It is?
I think.
Well, we're just going to name Jewish things now.
Just trying to give you some inspo.
A yarmulke, yes.
Candelabra.
I can't. What bagel?
A menorah? A menorah.
A menorah?
Yeah.
The menorah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's a line in Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. Yes.
Oh, is it actually?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Should we go with menorah?
Question number two. Which 1982 sci-fi film pioneered the application of backlit animation to live-action footage?
What era? What year? 1992?
1982. Oh, 82. Backlit. Yeah. Blade Runner?
Oh, Tron?
Tron is a better answer, I think. Is it? You love Tron.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, we're going with Tron.
Is every new number one movie these days, are they all remakes? Because they all feel like remakes. Because both Blade Runner and Tron have been remade.
Oh.
And I feel like whenever there's a big movie now, they're remakes.
Do you know the new Avatar's coming out, right?
Right.
And in it, Sam Worthington, we spoke to last night on the project, yes. And he was saying they learnt to free dive and hold their breath underwater, and Kate Winslet got up to 7.5 minutes.
No.
Yes. How's that? He got to 3:30, she got to 7 minutes.
This is a question I don't expect you to know the answer, but did they oxygenate them first?
So he said that, I didn't understand, but he said they had the option of that or they could go back up to the top, and he said he's too tired to keep going back to the top, so they would do something to him while he was down there.
Well, it was a thing that made all the breath-holding records jump. So they started over-oxygenating you.
Oh, no, he didn't talk about that.
And then so you'd go down.
Oh, yeah. 7.5 minutes.
Which I guess is hyperventilation, right? That's when you've got too much oxygen.
Oh.
Because that's why you breathe into a bag.
No, that's not enough carbon dioxide. So you forget to breathe.
But isn't that the same thing?
As too much oxygen.
Oh, maybe.
Because that's why they breathe into a bag.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Question.
It's all about the art of the conversation, isn't it, guys?
I told you it was a day for that.
Question number three. In what year was the first human cryogenically frozen?
When was mine? Was it Walt Disney? Or is that a myth?
No, he has been cryogenically frozen. When did he die? I feel like in the 80s.
Yeah, okay, let's say 87.
Great.
And what is the name of the Icelandic manuscript containing 29 Old Norse poems?
Jesse, never do the quiz from the West Australian again.
No. Mm. Isn't it the same everywhere?
The Icelandic manuscript. No, they're different.
Are they?
Okay, well, let's just give up
on that. Give us the last question.
Okay, question number five. What was the first lighthouse to be constructed along Australian soil?
Is it
the most easterly point one in New South Wales, in Byron? No. That would be too obvious, wouldn't it? That is the most easterly point.
Most required.
So that would be the first one
is that the most required?
Tasmania.
New South Wales. And I think it's the Macquarie.
The Macquarie. Great.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right, to the answers. Question number one, what is the name of the 9-branched candelabra used during Hanukkah? It is menorah.
Very well done.
Great. We all learnt something. Do you want me to draw you a diagram for that as well?
No, I think I've got... Yes, actually.
Which 1982 sci-fi film pioneered the application of backlit animation to live-action footage? It is Tron.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to get five?
Done.
In what year was the first human cryogenically frozen? We said 1984?
Seven?
1987? It was 1967.
Ooh. Oh. Was it Walt Disney?
It doesn't say.
Damn it.
Question number four. What was the... Oh, we didn't give an answer for this, but the answer is for the 29 Norse poems, it is the Codex Regis.
Hmm.
Damn, I was so close.
Mm.
29 little Vikings, or whatever you said.
Viking tings.
Sorry.
And what is the first lighthouse to be constructed along Australian soil? What did web guy Eli say?
For the win, Macquarie.
He is correct.
Well done.
The man that's never travelled anywhere.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because have you ever seen those videos that circulate on any of the socials of the guy who runs up to people in sports cars when they're driving and asks them what they do for a job?
No, remember, our algorithms are very different. I have not seen that on my Instagram.
Anyway, that's what he does, right? Yeah. And it's always funny.
Unless there's a new baby involved, my algorithm doesn't give it to me.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
In fact, I don't know why I look at so many new baby videos.
No.
Because I haven't had a baby in 3 years, but yet my feed is all babies.
Are you clucky?
No, it's okay. Just there's a lot of babies.
You said no like that was a weird question to ask when you just say, all I do is look at baby photos.
No, but I don't look at them. They just keep giving them to me and then I see them. Yeah, and then I just commenting on all of them. And it keeps feeding it to me.
You know how algorithms work, right? Like you need to stay looking at them for a bit for them.
But
to
how does it know I've even clocked it? I'm not touching it.
Anyway, this guy who runs up to sports cars, he approached a...
So what does he do?
So he goes up to really expensive cars, right, and asks the driver through the window, hey, what do you do for a job?
Uh-huh. Right?
And it's often funny because quite often it's older women who go, oh, I don't work.
Is that right?
Yes.
Right.
And then the good dudes will be like, I'm a surgeon, I'm whatever.
What did you say when people used to do that when you were driving Porsche?
It's a rental Porsche.
Anyway, I'm not a surgeon.
He ran up to this McLaren that is worth $1.2 million, and it was Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh.
Yes, son of David and Posh Beckham in a $1.2 million car. And he said, what do you do for a living? And Brooklyn said, I'm a chef.
Is he?
What? No.
Brooklyn Beckham's a chef. All I know about him is his wife and Victoria don't get along.
Oh, he could call his show Blend It Like Beckham.
That's great, Jesse. Oh, my God.
Have a smoothie
very
bar.
Good. Yeah. He could have like a smoothie business.
Yeah.
Okay. Except there's a problem. He's not a chef. Oh. He just likes cooking and he hopes one day to be a chef.
Oh, like you.
Yes.
Do you call yourself Chef Tommy?
Yeah. I say I'm a chef as well. Anyway, I thought maybe we shouldn't disrespect his career path so much, and maybe we should have a look at his cooking abilities that I found, because he said he's just a nut job in the kitchen.
Wow.
And he's super experimental, as he explains here.
I'm very experimental. I love trying to make new drinks, you know, trying new recipes. You know, I'm a nutter in the kitchen.
Yeah. Sounds like his dad.
Yeah.
He actually sounds like his
dad.
Yes,
he does sound a bit like his dad. And then I thought, well, if he's such a nutter, maybe we'll get one of these drinks that he's made.
Amazing.
Up, right? And I'll give you the ingredients.
Are you a chef if you're making drinks?
Oh, it doesn't matter. He's a nutter in the kitchen. Sure. And obviously drinks come out of his kitchen and he's a nutter. So maybe his drink will have food in it because... So I'm going to give you the ingredients one by one, and I'd like you to try and guess what drink this nutter has concocted. First one.
You get Monkey 47. I pour about that much.
Okay, so it's alcoholic.
Monkey 47.
Is that like a vodka or something?
Okay, so you think it might be vodka to start with. Okay, next one.
And then we get the limes, nice and thin. Fresh lime juice is always the best.
Yep.
Now see that? That's nutter stuff. He's cutting the limes nice and thin.
Tell me he adds more than
there's
that.
There's more. Keep going.
And then you do your cucumber. Put those in there.
Okay.
Is he just making a Pimm's?
Bit more.
And then you get your mint, quite a lot of mint, and you give it a quick squeeze so it gets all
that's
the smells
crazy.
Out.
Isn't it? It's a nutter. He's a nutter. What else is this nutter going to put in?
Rosemary.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit of rosemary.
Interesting. Well, that's piqued my interest. Rosemary.
It
has.
Wow.
That is a bit nutty. I wouldn't have put the rosemary with the mint in a drink.
It's going to get even more nutty.
And then you get tonic water. Give it a quick stir.
Making.
That is really good. Wow. That's like a forest drink. There's like so many like different greens and stuff in there. Very happy with it.
Yeah, but it's not a forest drink. It's a gin and tonic.
He's a nutter, though.
He's a nutter.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's been a long time since I checked in with the New York Times, but I had a little flick through the other day.
You still got your membership?
Did you know? I didn't, so I couldn't click on the full article, but I saw the headline.
Yes.
Did you know that mouth taping is now a thing?
Is it? Why would you do that?
So you tape your mouth, so it forces you to breathe through your nose when you sleep.
Wow!
So I breathe through my mouth when I sleep. So
do you?
I do a lot of.
Do you wake up with a very dry mouth?
Dry mouth, yes. But interestingly, the reason they say to do it is because it stops you getting cavities if you breathe through your nose or your mouth. I've never had a filling.
Wow. So you're saying science is wrong.
Perhaps the New York Times is wrong. But yes, it improves digestion and reduces cavities if you sleep with your mouth taped. I would be so distressed within about 10 seconds that I would rip it off, I think.
But also the idea of waking up to your partner and going to give him them a kiss and they've got to take tape off their mouth. And the first breath of the day is you.
Oh, God. That's so hectic. Bad.
It's like a mummy's next to you or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. They've got air that's been in there for 8 hours.
Morning breath's bad enough. Imagine
trapped in with nowhere to go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, got me in that little cave of doom.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give a great gift from Chemist Warehouse? Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.